This is a Kim Monson, Colorado news briefing. Logan County family says 1981 easement bars CO2 in Tallgrass pipeline. Trent Luce, a sixth-generation Nebraska rancher, told the Kim Monson show that a Logan County family read its original right-of-way and found it covers natural gas alone. The Federal Energy Regulatory Commission released the line from its jurisdiction on October 23, 2023, which leaves the question to Colorado property law. A family in Logan County says the right-of-way carrying a 36-inch pipeline across their ground was granted for natural gas and does not permit the carbon dioxide moving through it today, according to Trent Luce, a sixth-generation Nebraska rancher who brought the case to the Kim Monson Show on August 12. The Kansas pipeline company Tallgrass Energy converted the 392-mile Trailblazer pipeline from natural gas to carbon dioxide and reversed its direction, so the line now moves CO2 west out of Nebraska, across northeastern Colorado, to a sequestration hub in southeastern Wyoming. At capacity, it will carry more than 10 million tons of CO2 a year. Because the conversion reused pipe already in the ground, the question turns on instruments landowners signed in the early 1980s and on Colorado property law, since the federal agency that once governed the line has no authority over what it carries now. In a release Tallgrass carried on October 3, 2025, the ethanol producer Mid-America Agri Products Wheatland said it had begun capturing carbon dioxide at its plant in Madrid, Nebraska, for permanent storage in Wyoming, and had made the first CO2 shipment on Trailblazer. The Nebraska Examiner reported on September 24, 2025, that the $1.5 billion project did not require extensive new rights of way. Tallgrass opened a binding solicitation for additional volumes on May 1, 2026. The change of service ran through a public federal docket, which Trailblazer Pipeline Company and Rockies Express Pipeline opened at the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, or FERC, as docket CP22-468. Commission staff published an environmental assessment for comment in the Federal Register on April 6, 2023, in a notice that spelled out what approval would mean, future use of the pipeline, for purposes other than interstate natural gas transportation, including any subsequent construction related to future use of the abandoned pipeline for CO2 sequestration, would not be subject to the Commission's jurisdiction. The Commission issued its order issuing certificate and granting abandonment on October 23, 2023. No federal agency approves where the line runs in its new service because Congress never wrote a siting regime for CO2 pipelines. Approvals to site and operate them must occur on a state-by-state level, the law firm Akin Gump, Strauss Hauer & Feld wrote in its analysis of the order. A landowner who believes the new service exceeds the grant is left with a claim under state property law. Luce said he has spent 3 years expecting this fight because the easements were gathered when the pipe was built to carry natural gas east to Beatrice, Nebraska. He said the family has been sick. He described the family's reading of the grant on the August 12th broadcast, and they found in their original easement dating back to 1981 that CO2 is not permitted in their easement, Luce said, and Tallgrass had to get permission to shift that to CO2. According to Luce, the pipeline runs 800 feet from the family's front door, and a compressor station stands 951 feet from it. He said sulfur smells have been reported near the pipeline, which he took as a sign of components that do not belong in it. He told the show the family members are the first ones to take a stand and say, this is a violation of this easement. The instrument has not been made public, and this newsroom has not obtained it. Logan County's clerk and recorder indexes recorded documents in a free online search, and official copies are issued from the clerk's office in Sterling. The county cautions that the index carries omissions and does not say how far back it reaches. Luce has written on his Substack that the family has sued. Colorado's statewide docket search lists hearings scheduled within the next 6 months rather than the full case index, so a newly filed civil case in Logan County would not yet appear in it. Whether a grant written for one substance reaches another is a question Colorado courts answer by reading the instrument in the setting where it was signed. In Lazy Dog Ranch versus Tellaray Ranch Corporation, the Colorado Supreme Court adopted the rule that whether a particular use of an easement by grant is permitted depends in part upon the reasonableness of the challenged use in light of the language and circumstances of the grant. and it declined to confine that question to the four corners of the document, adopting the restatement rule that the language used in creating a servitude ordinarily should be interpreted to accord with the meaning an ordinary purchaser would ascribe to it in the context of the parcels of land involved. Evidence from outside the instrument may explain its language but may not contradict it, and where the instrument is silent, the court presumes the parties did not intend an unreasonable use. Intent and reasonableness are largely questions of fact, so the court reversed a summary judgment in that case and sent it back for an evidentiary hearing. Ohio State University Extension advises landowners that an easement should clarify what substances the pipeline may transport. The Pipeline and Hazardous Materials Safety Administration, or PHMSA, regulates hazardous liquid pipelines under 49 CFR Part 195, which defines carbon dioxide as a fluid consisting of more than 90% carbon dioxide molecules compressed to a supercritical state, so CO2 moved as a gas falls outside those rules. Tallgrass calls the commodity carbon dioxide gas in its own solicitation and told the Nebraska landowner group Bold Alliance in writing that in CO2 service, the main line and the laterals are subject to PHMSA oversight and regulations. PHMSA proposed rules in January 2025 that would have reached gas phase carbon dioxide pipelines for the first time. The agency then pulled the proposal back from Federal Register publication under a presidential memorandum of January 20, 2025, that directed agencies to withdraw any rules sent to the Register but not yet published, the Congressional Research Service reported in June 2025. The proposal never opened for public comment. No final rule has issued, and the federal regulatory agenda now carries it as a long-term action, with its next step undetermined. NIOSH sets a recommended workplace exposure limit for carbon dioxide of 5,000 parts per million. When a CO2 pipeline ruptured near Sutarsha, Mississippi in February 2020, PHMSA found that a landslide failed a girth weld on an 11-year-old Denbury line, that about 200 people were evacuated and 45 sought medical attention, and that there were no fatalities. This newsroom found no public statement from Tallgrass addressing the Logan County claim. Tallgrass's community benefits agreement with Bold Alliance commits it to fair market value offers and a 90-day negotiation period, and it applies within Nebraska, covering the new lateral lines rather than the mainline right-of-way. The agreement says the mainline will be transferred to Trailblazer for CO2 service once the natural gas company abandons it, and for the laterals alone, it commits that easements will be used only for the transportation of the substance, articulated in the negotiated agreement, unless written consent from the signatories to the agreement is obtained. The agreement therefore places no such condition on the mainline corridor that crosses Logan County. Tallgrass has presented the reuse of the original corridor as a benefit to the people along the route, and its project handout says the conversion uses approximately 400 miles of existing pipeline to transport CO2, which will reduce the need for large-scale ground disturbances and impacts to landowners. That reuse is also what the Logan County family is contesting, because the rights of way along the corridor were signed when the pipeline carried natural gas. And now, Kim's perspective. A landowner who signs a right-of-way agrees to a particular use of his ground, and that agreement is the whole of what he gave. Decades later, the substance moving through the pipe can change, while the paperwork stays exactly where it was, and the family living on the surface is left to read a document signed more than 40 years ago and work out for itself what it allows. Property rights mean the owner decides what happens on his land, so consent given for one purpose does not automatically stretch to cover another. If the grant really is broad enough, the company should say so plainly and let a court read the words with the landowner in the room. What concerns me is a process where nobody was required to knock on the door of the people who live along that route, because the federal regulators stepped away from the line and Congress never wrote anything to take their place. For the full article with sources and links, visit kimmonson.com. This has been a Kim Monson, Colorado News Briefing.